It's very peaceful here, guys.
Whatever you do, do not believe one single word of the fake news coming out of the mainstream media tonight. They are going to portray Victoria Police as the victims of the violence today on our streets. But nothing could be further from the truth. And over the next few days, I'll send you those reports directly. YourMiniReport.com. Sign up now in case they ban us from the platform you're watching this on now. Sign up and I'll send you those reports directly. The other side of the story that the mainstream media will not show. And don't take my word for it. Have a watch now. I'm going to give you a little teaser of one of many examples of horrific violence perpetrated by police. As we were leaving one of the scenes, a police officer violently pushes a, from the distance, look like a 70-year-old woman. And as she's on the ground, they spray her with pepper spray. You can see in the beginning, she was no threat to anyone, let alone a gang of armed thugs. Police are not the victims here. This woman and the tens of others that are tonight suffering from the violent attacks of Victoria Police, they are the victims. I don't know what happened to that woman at the end, but she smashed her head on that ground, and instead of coming to her aid to help her, you know, regretting what you just did, violently throwing her to the ground like that, instead of coming to her aid, pepper spraying her straight in her face, using what is supposed to be a defensive tool to protect yourself from an imminent threat. That 70-year-old woman was not an imminent threat. She was a threat to no one when she was standing up, let alone after she smashed her head on the asphalt. Sign up to yemenireport.com and we will give you the full reports, the truth about what really happened today over the next few days. A number of reports coming. yemenireport.com. Sign up now before they ban us here.
It has become clear that there is a coordinated effort by mainstream media outlets to discredit ivermectin as a treatment for COVID. So let's take a moment to go over the facts regarding the science, safety, and efficacy of ivermectin for COVID. 40 years ago, ivermectin was isolated from soil bacteria by Satoshi Imura. Since then, it has been prescribed nearly 4 billion times for use in humans to treat parasitic and viral infections. As with many medications, there are also formulations for animals. Dr. Omura won the Nobel Prize for ivermectin in 2015 for the drug's use against some of the world's most devastating tropical diseases. In 2017, the scientific journal Nature published an article on ivermectin, describing it as a multifaceted wonder drug with unexpected potential as an antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-cancer agent. Ivermectin is on the WHO's list of essential medicines. With an unparalleled safety profile over decades, WHO guidelines report side effects that are primarily minor and transient. The evidence for ivermectin in COVID includes dozens of randomized control trials and peer-reviewed studies, a large body of epidemiological evidence from around the world, including countries such as India, Mexico, and nations in Central Africa. In addition, the Tokyo Medical Association recently advocated for its use against COVID. Some doctors and scientists have taken issue with the methodology in some of the trials of ivermectin. This is expected in scientific debate. And while one can take issue with the methods and conclusions of the peer-reviewed science, to claim that there is no science to support the use of ivermectin for COVID is patently false. The many hundreds of experienced critical care doctors around the world who have prescribed ivermectin for COVID, regardless of a patient's vaccination status, have of course prescribed the human form of the drug, based on the available data and based on their own clinical experience and expertise. And to characterize this Nobel Prize-winning drug prescribed for humans as horse dewormer, that is a lie.